Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A brief meditation today on the words from our Old Testament reading where the prophet Joel says, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." This is our text. All of Lent can be summed up with a single word. The word, return. Return to the Lord your God. Every Ash Wednesday, and all throughout Lent, we hear this call to return. It's interesting to me that the words of Lent don't begin on Ash Wednesday with a rebuke from God or with God denouncing us, but instead they begin with a plea, God pleading for us to come back. He's inviting us into the sheepfold again. Return. Where have we been that we need to return? Where have we wandered and gone astray? Where have we gotten lost or trapped? What ruts have we become stuck in? In heart and mind, we are often far away from the Lord our God, off in our own fears and nightmares, off in our own dreams and fantasies, off in our own preoccupations and plans. If you want to know where you've been, you need only look at what you have done with your time and with your treasures and with your talents. If you want to know where you've been, your credit card statement will tell you. Your browser history, your timeline, the list of shows you've watched will reveal it to you. Your spouse, your children, and your friends will tell you. And if they don't know where you've been, then they know where you haven't been. Return. First of all, before anything else, above all, return to the Lord your God. Because only when you return to the Lord your God will you really be able to return to your home and your work and your serving fully and freely. Return. What surprises me is that God doesn't put conditions on this word. He doesn't say, return when you've got your act together. He doesn't say, return when you've stopped being stupid and sinning. He doesn't say, return when you are fully, truly, perfectly repentant. He doesn't say, return when you put everything right that you've done wrong. He just says, return. And not next week, not tomorrow, but today. He calls us sinners to return to him. That's the amazing thing. He calls us dying people to return to him. And in returning, there's no need for us to make a show for him. There's no need for you to pretend that you're better than you are. There's no need to approach God like you're approaching someone for a job interview or a social media post. Just return. Return with your sin and shame. Return with your wounds and your brokenness. Return with your grief and sorrow. Return with whatever loss and weariness you feel in your soul. Bring all of it. Bring all of it to him. Because a broken and contrite spirit, God will not despise. Because a bruised reed, he will not break. And a faintly burning wick, he will not quench. Because he has rest for those who labor and are heavy laden. And he promises to lift your burdens. Return as you are, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. But do take heart with this promise from God. He won't leave you as you are. He won't leave you with your sins, and he will not leave you with your death, and he will not leave you with your sorrows. He will not leave you with your brokenness. Oh, he will take those things from you. Return to the Lord your God. for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And so it is today. Today the Lord your God shows you his grace. Today the Lord your God gives you his mercy. Today the Lord your God is slow to anger with you and abounds in steadfast love toward you. Because this is the kind of God we have. It is his nature to forgive, to relent, to show mercy and love even to sinners. And he has more life to give you today than you have death. And he has more forgiveness to give you today than you got sin. And one thing he never says when you come and show up here, he never says, "What? You here again for forgiveness?" He simply says, "Come, because I've got more of what you need." And he throws his arms around you and he welcomes you home. So return and receive. Wherever we've been, whatever we've done, today he wants you to remember where he has been. He's been to the cross, this Lord of yours. And he didn't wander. He didn't get distracted. He didn't take a wrong turn when he set his face to go to the cross. He marched toward death, resolute, steadfast, to go to the death that was waiting for you, but got him instead. The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. The master pays the debt his servants owe him. The sinless Son of God dies in sadness. Yes, we are dying people living in the midst of dying people. But he is the one who died and lives for you and for me. And we are marked with the sign of his cross. The good shepherd who calls us to return and who comes that we might have his forgiveness. We hear his voice and we come back. Let this whole season of Lent be for each and every one of you a time of returning to him, each and every day coming home to him, because he delights to welcome you home. Return. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. In Jesus' name, amen.